This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Janella, J-A-N-E-L-L-A, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, date of birth 6/24/1947. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hicks with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and multiple sclerosis. Her last visit was October 16th of 2023. She has been having some edema of the lower extremities, and she has gained 8 pounds over the last year. And recently she's had some high blood pressure readings when her blood pressure has been checked. Several years ago, lisinopril was stopped due to very low blood pressures with symptomatic orthostatic hypotension. But at this point, it may be worth considering putting her back on that for blood pressure control as well as proteinuria management. However, we do want to recheck some labs and with the protein to creatinine ratio to check the amount of protein in the urine without lisinopril. Currently, she has no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And she has edema of the lower extremities that seems slightly worse than usual. Medications. The only medication that can help blood pressure is Coreg, 6.25 milligram twice a day. She's also on gabapentin, 800 milligram three times a day. Baclofen is 10 milligram every 6 hours as needed. She's on Plavix, 75 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Xanax, 0.5 milligram as needed for anxiety, Mucinex, DM every 12 hours, and that may be raising blood pressure, Benadryl, 25 milligram at bedtime, and Flonase nasal spray as needed for allergy symptoms. Also Lipitor, vitamins, Colace, vitamin B12, vitamin D2, and EpiPen for allergies. Physical exam, weight is 221 pounds, pulse is 78, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and she has a 1-plus edema of ankles bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/5/2024. Creatinine, slightly improved. It's 0.98. Estimated GFR is 59. Albumin, 4.1. Calcium, 8.6. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.6. Hemoglobin, 11.9. Platelets, 146,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension that is worse this year, not at goal. We should consider restarting lisinopril 10 milligram daily if this blood pressure continues to remain high. I think she should check it 1 to 2 times a week for the next 2 weeks to see if it remains in this range, 160 to 170 over 80 to 90. If it does, then lisinopril 10 milligram daily is indicated. And labs, creatinine and potassium should be rechecked 1 week after starting it just to be sure they are not affected by the addition of lisinopril. And then with the next lab, I want to check up protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, as well as all the other renal labs. And I do want to do those every 3 months at this point. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.